Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An incoming Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19 only days before being sworn into office. A spokesman for 41-year-old Luke Ledlow of Louisiana confirmed the congressman-elect's death at a Shreveport hospital. The state's newest congressman was admitted to another hospital 11 days ago after testing positive for the coronavirus disease. He is survived by his wife and two children. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 when he takes office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short, in needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of this month. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated in the southeast section of Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strands of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving to the U.S. from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could be soon arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans. Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as Tuesday evening and will continue arriving into next week. The government will begin mailing out paper checks later today for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on increasing the payments to $2,000. McConnell is tying the increase in payments to President Donald Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demand for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace those $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. Trump also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts that the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. Britain has authorized use of a second COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to green light an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become the vaccine for the world. The Department of Health said it had accepted a recommendation from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to authorize the vaccine developed by Oxford University and the UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. Partial results from the studies in almost 24,000 people in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa suggest the shots are safe and about 70% effective for preventing illness from coronavirus infection. The vaccine is expected to be relied on in many countries because of its low cost, availability, and ease of use. Well, British lawmakers will vote on a Brexit deal later today. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will speak ahead of the vote, saying a deal he clinched on December 24th will allow Britain to trade with European neighbors and keep control of its laws and destiny. But it does not cover services which make up 80% of the British economy, and trade in goods will still be hampered by red tape and higher costs. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my man.
again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa. We'll be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off from the Democratic Republic of Congo as I take your mind back, way, way back to Isambe, the sound of Kanda Bongo Man. Yeah, that is going to be real groovy. And right after that, Bivote, the sound of Afro Combo 87 from Sierra Leone, and Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. But first, Isambe by Kanda Bongo Man from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Thank you. love your show, Danny.
Boye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Bivote by Afrocombo 87 of Sierra Leone, and Isambe by Kanda Bongoman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music coming, and this time to Uganda's Josie Chameleon, Dr. Josie Chameleon in Mama Mbire. Beautiful music.
Express exactly mama, what we feel. I love you, mama. You don't know.
Mama Mbire, yeah.
Obu pambo tonga ye kwandi konga. Nebu wabira uru talo tonsula. Zijukira we nabangu umuru adinga. Wimbasi na wona kwete weba.
Nebu kuzala na kurumanyo. Nojulo kufana ye kwe nochikumia.
Jali miangu, sina maternity, sirapu bichabu dirobichi Bena wabigumiru sobolo kunkuza Kuli karonji wa kefiriza Mufuba usobolo kunkuza Nukula kwinga tomura
Mama Mbire by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Baby, I'm feeling in a bud. We can take it from the sofa. It's 2 in the morning. We can take it to the bay. Then I would kiss your lips, yeah. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine's. Baby, I'm feeling you. The way you just kissing me.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home.
Le
corps me fait
tip 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 tip.
Les pieds me font
un ligue 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 ligue.
Ah, je suis fini.
Yeah.
Palapala by Manny Bella of Cameroon, and right before that, The Fast Lane by ZZ of Nigeria and Daja by Kobazi of Liberia. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. This is your favorite music show.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Here we go now with the song Tampale by Fantasy Wiz from Sierra Leone. And so the African beat continues with Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria and Feeling It by I Judah featuring Samini from Ghana. But now it's Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria.
African beat. Voice of America.
I'm falling in love with you.
by Judah featuring Samini from Ghana, and before that Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. And now let's take some mails that came in. This one says, hello, David. I love this program. You see, when you start playing the African music, it makes me feel really happy. My name is Mukaila from the Republic of Benin. Thank you very much, Mukaila. And another message here says, hi, David. Good evening or good morning, whatever your time is. Wow, David, you are too much on the African beat today. You know, with the African beats, you make me feel so good. You're really touching it. My name is Samuel Nwafo from Nigeria. Thank you very much, Samuel. And with that, let's get back to the hot rocking sounds from across the African continent. Ako Kanu is our next track, and it's coming to us by Kamichi of Rwanda. And right after that, Awu. This one is by Willy Mama featuring Negadon from the Land of the Lions. Awu. But right now, Ako Kanu, the sound of Kamichi from Rwanda.
I want to make my baby Bakasi. The way that they shake in the Bakasi, baby, they give me banana. Yeah, baby, girl, they make a one to shake the banana.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
I will.